Additionally, further harden the services placed in the perimeter network to help minimize their likelihood of compromise. For example, really tighten down the configurations of the SMTP server by not letting it run any other services or open extra ports. It's important to also only allow essential ports into and out of the perimeter network. For example, only allow port 25 into the perimeter network from the untrusted network, and restrict those connections to only the SMTP server's IP address. Two common perimeter network types include classic and service leg, which we'll be discussing next.